This is the BBC News with Fiona MacDonald. Benjamin Netanyahu has warned that Israel will soon step up its attacks on Hamas. The Israeli Prime Minister made the comments in a video address on the eve of the Jewish holiday of Passover. He said further painful blows against Hamas were needed to secure the release of Israelis being held hostage in Gaza.
Unfortunately, until now, all proposals for the release of our hostages have been rejected outright by Hamas. Instead of backing down from its extreme positions, Hamas builds on divisions among us. It draws encouragement from the pressure directed at the Israeli government. Therefore, in the coming days, we'll increase the military and political pressure on Hamas.
Health and rescue workers in the Gaza Strip say that since Friday they have uncovered at least 190 bodies buried in the courtyard of Al-Nasser Hospital in Khan Yunis. Israeli forces withdrew from the city 2 weeks ago after intensive fighting around the hospital. The World Health Organization has previously said bodies were being buried within hospitals under Israeli siege, but Palestinians have accused Israel of killing some of the victims. Ecuador's National Prison Agency says it's trying to establish who was behind the killing of a prison director on Sunday. Cosme Damián Parrales Merchan was in charge of a jail in the west of the country. His death took place as Ecuador held a referendum on bolstering security in response to a surge in violence by drug gangs. Ione Wells is in Quito.
Well, there was 11 different proposals in total, and the main ones included enshrining the military's presence on the streets to essentially help police tackle organised crime, but also enshrine their presence, for example, in prisons as well, to try and sort of restore law and order there. There were some other measures as well that were getting voted on, things like increasing prison sentences for violent crimes, allowing extradition of violent criminals, also allowing police to seize any weapons and ammunition used in crimes and use them immediately after themselves.
The US journalist Terry Anderson, who was held by kidnappers for nearly 7 years during Lebanon's civil war, has died at his home in New York. He was 76. He was abducted in Beirut in 1985 while working as the chief Middle East correspondent for the Associated Press news agency. Grant Ferrett reports.
Terry Anderson was dropping off a friend after a tennis match when he was bundled into a car by gunmen. He spent the next 6 years and 9 months as a hostage. For much of the time, he was kept in solitary confinement, chained and blindfolded. Anderson said his Roman Catholic faith and sheer stubbornness helped to keep him alive. He was held longer than any of the other Western hostages, including Terry Waite and Brian Keenan, who were seized by various Islamist groups in Lebanon.
World News from the BBC. The Nigerian army says 6 soldiers have been killed by militants in the central state of Niger. They include 2 senior officers and 4 other personnel. It's not clear who was behind the ambush. Nigeria has suffered a wave of kidnappings for ransom, as well as battling various jihadist groups. Chris Iwokor has more details.
The soldiers were reportedly shot dead in an ambush while responding to a distress call on Friday night. Local reports say 1 officer was kidnapped, but the army has not confirmed that. In a statement, army spokesman General Onyema Nwachukwu said the troops killed several of the attackers and seized some of their equipment. The latest attack took place as Nigeria prepares to host a high-level African counter-terrorism summit in Abuja.
The governing Conservative Party in Britain has suffered another setback, with one of its MPs announcing that he'll step down after accusations of misusing campaign funds. Mark Menzies has strongly denied a newspaper report that he had asked a party activist for cash to pay off what were described as bad people who had locked him in an apartment. The former Brazilian President Jair Bolsonaro has praised the tech entrepreneur Elon Musk for defending freedom of expression in his battle with Brazil's Supreme Court. Addressing a rally of thousands of his supporters in Rio de Janeiro, Mr. Bolsonaro said Mr. Musk had had the courage to show how much freedom Brazilians had already lost. The owner of the social media platform X has vowed to disregard a ruling blocking users found to be spreading disinformation. Art lovers have been queuing outside a church in southern France to see a newly authenticated painting by the Italian Renaissance painter Raphael. The small portrait of Mary Magdalene is being displayed for a month in a basilica named after her. BBC News.